USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Today is a federal holiday, the observance of Martin Luther King Jr. Day. The U.S. Postal Service won't deliver. Most banks are closed. The stock exchange is closed, and most government agencies are also closed. Another American police officer dies in the line of duty, shot in Mobile, Alabama yesterday. The officer killed was identified as Sean Tudor. The chief of police there says
he served without question, with valor. Tremendous loss to his sisters and brothers in blue. It's a tremendous loss to this community, but it's an even greater loss to his family.
Police say they have a suspect in custody. A strong winter storm leaves behind dangerously cold temperatures across much of the Northeast and New England. Temps in the single digits, and in some places they're still falling. And this is USA Radio News.
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare. And they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
President Trump makes an offer in a rare Saturday afternoon national address from the White House, saying he would extend temporary protections for children brought to the U.S. illegally in exchange for money for the border wall with Mexico. Well, most Democrats are saying it's a non-starter. Democratic Senator Kirsten Gillibrand says she can't support it.
If he really wants to work on comprehensive immigration reform, open the government and then sit down with Democratic leaders to actually work on the stuff that needs to get done. People need a pathway to citizenship. And we have 3 million dreamers in this country, and we should be protecting these young people. They came here through no fault of their own, and they've made lives.
British Prime Minister Theresa May is expected to outline her so-called Brexit Plan B today, days after her first proposal suffered a crushing defeat in Parliament. May wants to get a second plan on the table well before the March 29th deadline for the UK to leave the European Union. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is batting back Director Aaron Sorkin's suggestion that newly elected young Democrats in Congress should, quote, stop acting like young people. The 29-year-old Democrat from the Bronx tweeting, newsflash, Medicare for all and equal rights aren't trends. Ocasio-Cortez, one of several newly elected representatives, supporting Medicare for all and other progressive issues. Sorkin said in a CNN interview on Sunday that he really likes the new crop of young people who were just elected to Congress and hopes they take advantage of the opportunity to be, quote, the non-stupid party. Sorkin is a longtime Democrat and creator of the acclaimed TV series West Wing, among others. Sony Music is parting ways with R. Kelly. The record label is under pressure to drop the R&B singer after the airing of the docuseries Surviving R. Kelly, which contains allegations of physical and sexual abuse against him. And Super Bowl 53 is on. The New England Patriots will play the L.A. Rams for the Lombardi Trophy on February 3rd in Atlanta. The Pats beating the Chiefs 37-31 in overtime to win the AFC crown. And it was the Rams rallying past the Saints 26-23 in overtime to win the NFC championship. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.